Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We're doing the chapter on judgment being passed on the outward actions of people whilst leaving the hidden actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the internal conditions, what the niyat is, what intention is there in the heart, etc. That is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not in our knowledge. But what we can make a decision upon is the outward actions of a person. And we're doing the various ahadith that give examples of this, that where it comes to the internal side of a person, his niyat, etc., then how in that situation we don't speculate, because we don't know what the niyat of a person is. However, we pass judgment and we make a decision based on the outward actions of a person. Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a military detachment towards a group of mushrikeen, polytheists, and a battle ensued. A man from amongst the mushrikeen, from the polytheists, who when he intended killing any Muslim, he would pursue him and kill him. So there would be one man from the enemy, from the mushriks, that he would come and he would find a Muslim and he would pursue him and follow him and he would kill him. A man from the Muslims watched him closely, waiting to catch him unaware. So we thought that it was Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu. When he raised his sword, the man said, "There is none worthy of worship except Allah." So when he picked up his sword, the Muslim picked up his sword, Sahaba saying, or the narrator is saying, that we thought it was Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu who did this, picked up his sword, that mushrik suddenly said, "La ilaha illallah." At that crucial moment, when he was about to kill, to be killed, now he takes the name of Allah. He says the kalima, "La ilaha illallah." So what had happened was, Zayd radiallahu anhu, he says that we think that it was Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu who killed him. Then when a Muslim brought the good news of victory to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked him about all that had transpired, and he was told, he also informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the Muslim soldier's action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned him and asked, "Why did you kill him?" He replied, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he caused a great deal of harm to the Muslims. He killed so and so person." He enumerated some of the names of those that the mushrik had killed. "I therefore attacked him. When he saw my sword, he said, 'La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah.' Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, 'Did you kill him?' He replied, 'Yes.' He asked, 'What will you do when the declaration that there is none worthy of worship except Allah appears on the day of Qiyamah? What will you do when this kalima comes on the day of Qiyamah?'" In other words, the iman of this person now is brought on the day of Qiyamah. "What will you do on that day that you kill the person that made this declaration?" Outwardly, this is what he had said. He had taken the kalima. He had said the kalima. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Did you kill him again?" He replied, "Yes." He asked, "What will you do when the declaration, 'There is none worthy of worship except Allah,' appears on the day of Qiyamah?" He said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek forgiveness from Allah ta'ala for me." Now look at this, the Sahaba. When they are rectified, it was a very brave act, it was a great act in the path of Allah, killing a person outwardly who appeared to be a non-Muslim, and then he said, "La ilaha illallah." When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is correcting him, he didn't justify his action. Immediately he said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek forgiveness for me." In other words, open cards, "I am wrong, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you seek forgiveness for me." He asked again, "What will you do with the declaration that there is none worthy of worship except Allah appears on the day of..." Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, to show him that what a serious thing it is. It's not a small thing that a person is declaring to be a Muslim and then you kill him. So he continued asking this question, that "What will you do with the declaration that there is none worthy of worship except Allah appears on the day of Qiyamah?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this a few times, in other words, to emphasize that this is something very, very serious. Few lessons we learn from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the explanation of how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacted. One thing we learn is that when a jamaat is sent out, here it was a sahaba who was sent out in jihad, and when they came back, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a karguzari, that what had happened, and then accordingly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving further direction. So this is something that is good, that if some people are sent out or people return from a journey to give a report back to somebody that is senior, who can listen to the story and correct them and tell them that this is what they did right, this is what they did wrong. So it shows the importance also of a leader having that type of authority whereby the report is given to him and he can guide and correct. So this type of karguzari or report is something that we learn from the seerah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other thing we learn from this is that when something needs to be corrected, it should be corrected. Immediately corrected. Even though a person outwardly did a good act, if it needs to be corrected, it must be corrected. Sometimes we think that only shabashi, only congratulations, and that needs to be said. No, that also is good and should be said at its right time. But at the same time, if there was a mistake that needed to be corrected, immediately it will be corrected. And the third lesson we learn from here is that we pass judgment on the outside. So outside, we outwardly this person said kalima. Now we can't see what in his heart. We did the hadith yesterday. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to the sahabi that why didn't you split his heart open and see what was the niyat in his heart by you saying that he only did it to take refuge from me. So therefore, when it comes to these internal matters, that it is between the person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but outwardly is what we can go by. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.